You're listening to the Home Base Podcast. This week, I talk summer fun and road trip tips. Plus, I share an article from Ayesha Curry, wife of NBA Finals winner Steph Curry. It's pretty stellar. Stay tuned. Hey there, everybody. This is Megan Poteet, your awesome home-based podcast host. Hope you all are having a great week, or beginning of your week, I should say. So, gotta be honest with you, I'm a little sad because I did this episode, had it all recorded, edited it, put it all together, and I was converting it into an MP3 so I could load it on the website, and I was getting this all done early this weekend so that I didn't have to worry about it over the weekend. I could just focus on Father's Day. And when I was converting it, the system crashed, and the entire probably 4 hours that I've sunk into this thing was gone. So we are re-recording now. Hopefully this is as fabulous as the first one. Hopefully it's even better. This is the revised edition, I guess. So a little sad, but you know, what are you going to do? It's podcasting 101. Save your documents, media over and over. And I just hadn't saved in a while and it was all lost. So lesson learned. So anyways, so guys, this week we're talking about travel tips, summer activities, and I'm bringing to you a really awesome, inspiring article written by Ayesha Curry, who is NBA finalist winner and MVP Steph Curry's wife. You've probably heard they've been in the news, obviously. Golden State Warriors won the finals, so that's pretty exciting. But we'll be getting to an awesome article that she wrote later in the podcast, so stay tuned for that. Next week, just kind of some things I want to cover real quick before we dive in. Next week, I will actually be out of town. I'm going to Georgia to visit my mother, so taking my son with me. We're going to go see Nanny. There will not be an episode next week, just because all of my stuff for recording and editing is all on my desktop computer, which is not portable. So I need to get it all on my laptop so it's a little bit easier to do shows on the road. Not that I travel really a lot, but the exciting news is I will be recording the next episode when I am visiting her. So, and it will be my labor story, which is really exciting. I'm really excited to share it with you guys and get it out there. So she's really excited, I'm really excited, and that will be next episode. So not next week, but the following week, so you guys get a week break from me. I know, it's going to be sad, but that just gives you guys extra time to get onto iTunes and subscribe and leave me some feedback. I need some feedback, guys, so I know how I'm doing. It doesn't have to be great. It just needs to be some form of feedback. But you guys can also then check out the website, which is meganpoteet.wordpress.com. Or you can get on over onto Twitter, which I highly suggest because I'm tweeting all sorts of awesome stuff over there for you guys. Get onto Twitter and look us up at Home Base Podcast. And yeah, or you can shoot me an email, homebasepodcast@gmail.com. So you guys get a week off, but you get some homework. Go reach out to me, give me some feedback, give me some reviews, subscribe, and check us out on Twitter and the website. I'm really looking forward to your guys' feedback. So let's dive right in. Let's talk summer, because it is definitely summer here in Indiana. I don't know about you guys, where all you are, but it has definitely been summer here. It's been really humid. When it's not raining, it's just really hot and humid. So it hasn't really been the greatest summer so far. We haven't really got to get out and really do many things. We've gone to the park a couple times and tried out our first go in a baby swing. And but other than that, that's really all we've gotten to do so far because it's just been so yucky out. But what are some things you can do once it isn't yucky out, or if it's not yucky where you are? It's way too many times to say the word yucky. I highly recommend your local parks department, of course. I'm sure you all are hitting up the parks, but check out your local parks department website because they have all sorts of activities you wouldn't even know are going on unless you check out their calendar. And a lot of them have animal hikes that you can go on. And those are really fun because you can take your kids and they'll point out different birds and squirrels and nests and homes and burrows. And I know I've gone on some of these before I had children. Back when I taught preschool, we did some field trips, and they're really fun because you really get to see some animals because they work really hard at trying to keep their homes and nests and things intact. So they're actually, we got to see raccoons, we got to see some owls, and so it's really fun. I highly recommend any little nature hike or anything like that. And it's really nice if you do have teeny tiny guys because then you can just strap them on in a baby carrier and you can go for the hike, get some exercise, and your little guy can kind of observe. Obviously, it's really fun for the older kids that really understand what they're looking at too. Movies in the park is a great summer activity that pretty much, I don't think I've ever seen a park not do movies in the park. I know our park right down the road does movies in the park. I think it's like every other Friday or something throughout the summer. It might just be one Friday a month. I'm not quite sure, actually. I need to get on there and look. They do movies in the park. And I will tell you from experience that typically they end up showing like G-rated movies just because you're not going to run into any issues, but definitely nothing over PG. So G or PG, so you don't have to worry about ratings. If you haven't seen the movie, you'll know that it's pretty much going to be appropriate. I think we went to one once and it was Despicable Me, so that was really fun, which I love Despicable Me. Who doesn't love the little minions, right? So movies in the park. I know parks, a lot of them do craft days where you can come, make a craft, paint a rock, you know, that kind of thing. I've been really surprised. Our park right down the road has been doing play dates, which is really fun. So just for like moms in the communities, they have a time set aside and they're just like, you know, bring your child and mingle with other moms. And that's really, it's really cool because it is so hard as a new mom to find some other moms and not have to pay a fee. You can find moms and join mom groups, but they all want a fee. I'm like, can't we all just get together and hang out? Why do I have to pay to hang out with other people? That seems ridiculous. And especially when the places you're hanging out are like, you know, McDonald's or a park, so you have to bring a lunch or pay for a lunch, you know? I mean, I just want to do a nice free something. I don't want to pay my annual membership fee. That just seems silly. But that's just me. So check out your local parks department. I highly recommend, and you could be pleasantly surprised. Also check out your local library. I feel like that's kind of a no-brainer, but you know, a lot of people think of the library just for books. There's a lot more going down at your local library these days than just books. So, first off, though, I will talk book-related. Go check out your local library for your summer reading list. And don't think your child has to be reading for you to get a summer reading list. Our library is really awesome, and they make a list, and it has, it breaks it down, like, 0 to 2, and then, like, 2 to 4, and so on and so forth, all the way up to adults. So it's kind of really nice, because you can go, and obviously the, like, 0 to 2 stuff is, like, board books and a couple, like, big picture books. But it's nice, because there's something for everybody. So highly recommend that. If you aren't satisfied with your local library list, I have for us here, and I will get a link up on Twitter, Scholastic.com has a great summer reading challenge book list, and they break it down in ages 0 to 2, 3 to 5, 6 to 7, 8 to 10, 11 to 13, young adult, and then they also have books in Spanish for all ages. Now, these are specifically Scholastic books, but I have to tell you from a teacher's perspective, I love Scholastic. I know everything in those books are based around a learning philosophy, and they're just great books. I don't have to proofread. I don't have to worry about what's in the book. So if I haven't ever heard of the title, I can just look at it and go, oh, it's Scholastic. No worries. So Scholastic.com, check out their book list. I've already downloaded the 0 to 2. I'm really excited to dive into it with my 6-month-old. So back to your local libraries, though. Outside of your summer reading list, they, of course, have story time. And I have to give kudos to our local library here in lovely Carmel, Indiana. So shout out to them. They have an amazing story time for infants. I feel like infants get overlooked a lot, and it's kind of sad. And, I mean, I understand. I really do. I get that they don't understand the premise of the book, but they still need that interaction, and they still need that engagement with a book, you know? And our gal that does the story times for babies at our library, she's so great. She really gets down and interacts with the kids and comes up with little songs to sing and hand plays to do. And then when it's all done, she has this awesome bubble machine that blows all these bubbles, and she plays a song and the kids just crawl around. It's so precious and sweet. So check your local library and see what they got going on for story time, and if there is an age group for your little him or her. They also do crafts. The libraries are really great at doing a craft day or having some kind of at least colored picture. Normally throughout the summer, there's always some kind of coloring picture you can pick up and take home or do right there in the kids' area. And a lot of them have actual play areas now in the library, in the kids' area. There's like a little, not like a jungle gym per se, but like some bean bags and toys that are attached to the wall kind of thing. I know I took a little guy this week, and they have all these big, like, funhouse mirrors on the wall, and he had the best time looking at himself in the mirror. So really embrace your libraries. They've got some fun stuff going on. They also, I know ours does this really cool, they do like themed days where you can come in and maybe it's like all about the ocean that day, or I know when we were in this week, they had, it was like the dog days of summer or something, and so they had all these dogs in this room, and most of them were like seeing eye dogs, and you could go and pet them, and obviously they're a little bit more tamed and controlled, and so it was a way to introduce your kids to pets if maybe you don't have any, which we just have the 2 cats, so it was really fun for him to be able to get in there and kind of check out a dog and see what that's all about. So definitely check out your local libraries. It's worth it. Some place you might not think to check out for summer fun and activities is your local hospital, or maybe the hospital where you had your little wonderful bundle of joy. I know I talked last episode about a water walking class that I did all while I was pregnant through my hospital, and they also do a baby swim class, and they also do a toddler swim class, and then they also have mommy and me yoga classes, and then there's always like the breastfeeding class, and there's breastfeeding support groups. And we've gone to the support group just to get out of the house and hang out with some other moms, and it's been really nice just to see some people, and after you go a few weeks, it's familiar faces, and it's just other people to socialize with. And then it's fun because once we're all done nursing, we just kind of put all our babies on the floor, and they all kind of crawl around and look at each other, and it's a way for them to interact, you know, especially if you're a stay-at-home mom. You sometimes don't get that. Your baby doesn't get to interact with other people besides you. Not that you're not great, because you all are superstars. Of course. But really check out your hospitals, because I've loved all the classes I've done so far, and we're about to take a swim class that I'm really excited about, the baby swim class. Now, these classes, of course, probably aren't free, but on the other hand, you are being taught by a licensed instructor. So that's really, I think, worth it personally. So I'll have to let you guys know how the swim class goes. I'm pretty jazzed about it. It's only 1 day a week for 8 weeks, so I'm pretty excited. We went shopping and got out his little swimsuit, and so we're all set to go, which is really exciting. So what about those of you who aren't staying in town for the summer? You're traveling, like I am, next week. Some travel tips. What are some great travel tips? I have some good ones for you because I got to tell you, this will be my second time making this trip. I made it a couple months ago when my son was 4 months old, and it's 9 hours to where my mother lives from here, our house. And so at 9 hours, he's still nursing every 3 hours. So I had to stop 3 times on the way there, so made it a nice long 12-hour trip. By the time you stop and you change the diaper and nurse and stretch your legs a little bit, you end up being stopped for about an hour. So 12-hour trip. So I am a veteran now. I did a 12-hour trip with a 4-month-old all by myself. So I've got some helpful tips for you guys, and we will dive into those when we get back from our break. And we're back. All right, guys. Sorry, I had to take a break there and get a drink. I'm going to be completely honest with you guys. I am still so new at this that I hit the record button and it starts recording and I just start kind of freaking out. It's a lot of pressure to have to sit here and just keep talking and talking and talking. It's a little nerve-wracking. So I feel like I get really nervous at the beginning, and so then I talk really, really fast. And then I go and take a break, and I'm like panting almost. I need a drink so bad. So I'm going to try and slow down, take a deep breath, and we are going to talk about my list of travel tips. I'm really excited about this list here for you guys. And, you know, I'm going to try to get this up on the website too into a list. That is one of my goals this week for you guys. But so let's just start. Odor trash bags. I don't know if you guys have seen those. Very, very awesome. Arm & Hammer makes them, the little trash bags. You can attach them to your diaper bag. It's in a little roll. You tear one off. Those are an absolute must because you never know when you're going to have to pull over and change a diaper, and you never know if you're going to have to stop somewhere and you don't know where you are, and especially if you're by yourself and maybe you don't want to take the diaper in to throw it away or something, or maybe you just don't want to leave your car when you're stopped here. So they're just nice to have because then you can throw the diaper in the bag, knot it up, and you don't have to smell poopy diaper in your car for the rest of your trip. Odor trash bags, absolute must. I gotta get this out here, okay? Along the lines of that, I have to tell you guys a little story. I listen to some other podcasts because I cheat on myself, apparently. But no, I feel like you have to listen to other people's podcasts so that you know what to do for your own podcast. Know if you're doing it right, I guess. But I was listening to this other podcast, and I'm not going to say which one it was. Let's just say I don't listen to it anymore because it's a little mortifying, I think. But they were talking about changing tables and how a lot of places you go, they don't have them in the bathrooms. And they were saying, you know, obviously, how frustrating is it when you stop somewhere and there, or you are somewhere and there isn't a changing table in the bathroom? Yes, I totally agree. That's super frustrating. It is. What would you do in that scenario? I can tell you guys what I would do. And what I do is I change my son in my car. I always have my diapers with me, obviously. And I just carry a receiving blanket is always in the car. And I just throw that blanket down on the back seat, toss him down there. I literally toss him, you know. No, I'm kidding. But so I lay him down there and I change his diaper. And that's where my odor trash bags come in hand. And I stuff it in there and knot it up and throw it in the diaper bag until we get home or whatever. So that's what I do. If there isn't a changing table, I just take him to the car and change it. It's not a big deal. So let's talk about what these moms were doing instead, okay? So this was what they said they would do and also their husbands would do, because I guess they were talking specifically in this scenario. Their husbands were upset because there aren't changing tables a lot of times in the dad bathrooms, and they're only in the mom ones. And I get that. That's a completely other politically correct topic that I don't want to dive into. But they were saying that these dads and mothers to make a statement to the establishment for not providing changing tables. They were changing their babies on the tables of the establishment. So in this specific scenario, they were talking about a restaurant. And I'm not going to tell you guys the restaurant chain so you're not grossed out when you go there. But no, so they're changing their baby on the table at the restaurant right in front of all the people. And that's them making a statement. Okay, for starters, that's gross. That's disgusting. And this should not be happening. And I really hope you guys are just as mortified as I am, because hello, we all eat off of these tables and people are changing their babies on here. That's so disgusting. And I gotta tell you, this is true. This is true because my mom has actually seen this happen. Bless her heart, she was at a Subway restaurant one day. And this is no reflection on Subway. I have no idea if they have changing tables in their bathroom. This couple, I honestly think, was just lazy, because she said they had finished eating their sandwich and they didn't even check the bathroom. They just lay their child right down on the table in front of everyone in the Subway and just starts changing them. And I gotta tell you, I worked several years in the food industry in my youth, and those tables do not get wiped that often. Because a lot of times you just don't have time, or it's like, you know, why bother? But yeah, those tables do not get cleaned, but maybe once or twice a day. So yeah, so the next person that probably used that table probably had some diaper residue with their food, which is just so gross, so gross. Oh, so this is actually happening, and I was just mortified when I heard this on this podcast, because obviously if they're talking about it and a group of women are all agreeing about it, this is an actual thing that is happening. It's like an epidemic or something. We need to control it, contain it, do something. So everybody get the word out there that this is not okay. And why is this not okay? Well, one, we've already said, it's disgusting. It's gross. You're spreading so many germs. It's just so gross. And it completely, actually, side note, it makes you rethink all those articles you hear about, like, people finding feces in their food. Maybe it wasn't the establishment's fault, you know? Oh, but anyways, so outside of it just being completely gross, I really think it is so disappointing, because I think parents already get such a bad rap from people that aren't parents, because let's be honest, especially with your first kid, everyone has their first child and their entire world is now this first child, and that is great. Your entire world should be your child, but it's not everyone else's world. And a lot of first-time parents, myself included, they do nothing but talk about their kids, and their non-parent friends are like, oh my gosh, be quiet. I feel like this is really sad, because I feel like we already get such a bad rap in that sense. And then you have people going out and doing just completely insensitive things like this. You're not thinking about the people that are going to come after you and eat on that table. You're just thinking about making a statement. You know, if you want to make a statement, go open your adult mouth and go talk to the manager about it. Let them know how you feel and then move on with your day. Don't ruin the next customer's experience there and traumatize everyone else in the process. It's just, you know, the world does not revolve around you and your child. I hate to say. Your child is awesome, though, and you're awesome. Please don't forget that. But the world doesn't revolve around you. So there we go. I know I probably just ruffled a lot of feathers. Tons of you just stopped listening. But really, guys, I say it because I care, and I say it because it is really disgusting. And I do really think, as first-time parents, myself included, we get sidetracked a lot. And we get so zoned in into parenting that we forget about everyone else in the world and that other people matter too. So there we go. But anyway, so have your odor trash bags with you for when you are changing your child in your car, because there isn't a changing table at the establishment you're at. There's how I'm going to tie all that together with a big, beautiful bow. Anyways, moving on, window covers. I got a really cheap set of like those tinted window clings you can put in your back windows. And our windows are actually already tinted, but I got some anyhow because I really think they help keep his car seat cool. because, you know, you're supposed to put your car seat either on the driver's or passenger side, not in the middle of the back seat. So they're going to be guaranteed to be in the sun at some point. And I really think it helps keep his car seat cool. Also, along with that, with your window covers and keeping their car seat cool and the sun out of their eyes, if you are doing a long trip, dress them in light clothes, especially those infants that are in the car seats, because it is so tight and constrained in there, and they're going to sleep, and most of us sweat. When we sleep, we get hot. So light layers, and maybe even skimp on the shoes. I know this last time we went, I put him, it was still spring, so it was getting kind of warm, but it really wasn't that warm yet. So I put him in like a really thin, light layered cotton pajama set that didn't have feet, so his little toes were free to be out and moving. And that seemed to work really well. I don't feel like he got too hot. Now, this time, it is definitely super summer, and the sun is out and shining, so we will be wearing just a onesie on our trip there. This item on the list of things to bring with you, I'm really glad I had it with me. I didn't bring it with this intent in mind. I just simply brought it because we were going to be gone for a week. But my son has this little noise machine that goes on the side of his bed. It's a little stuffed animal owl, and it's got the little noise maker in it. You know, you can turn it on and it plays rain or birds chirping or whales and waves and whatever. And so that's what he's used to listening to during nap. And so I had it with us in the car, and he was fussy and wasn't falling asleep. And so at our next stop, I pulled it out and I attached it to his car seat and I turned it on, and he went right to sleep. So I'm a huge fan of bringing the noise machine with you and just putting it right on their car seat. Or, you know, if you don't want to put it right there and they touch it or something, you can put it on the headrest. And also, along the same lines of noise and music, I like to have a fun CD in the car on standby. Just so in case they start getting cranky, you can just flip right to the CD, have it in already, and you'll save the day. I believe we have VeggieTales in our car, so you can just turn on and hear Bob the Tomato and Larry the Cucumber, and they'll start singing silly songs, and it puts them automatically in a good mood, I guarantee it. So have a CD on standby and bring your noise machines with you. Something else you want to bring with you on your trips, I highly recommend getting one of those mirrors that you can put on the headrest, and then if you get an angle just right, you can look in your rearview mirror and see them in the mirror on the headrest. So it's kind of a win-win. You can look at them, they can look in the mirror, make silly faces at themselves, or if they're like my six-month-old, he just sees his reflection and starts laughing because he thinks it's hilarious. But it is really nice because when you're driving and you need to peek back there, see if they've fallen asleep or why it's so quiet, you don't have to turn around and look over your shoulder. You can just look up in the mirror and... So that's really helpful. I really recommend those. They can run kind of pricey, so shop around. I believe I found ours. I mean, it's nothing fancy, but I think I found it for $10 or $15 at Babies R Us. So some of them can run as high as like $25 to $30 if you want to get really fancy. There's some that like have toys that dangle off of them. But my thing is, you have to put it on the headrest for it to do any help for you. And chances are your little kid's going to be strapped in. Or not chances are, they should be strapped in. So they're not going to be able to play with any of the toys. So to me, it was all about just the use of using it as a mirror. So I went for the cheaper option. But definitely splurge on one of those. That would probably be my absolute number one necessity by far. I brought my Boppy because, like I said, my son was 4 months at the time. He's 6 months now, and we are still breastfeeding. So I brought the Boppy with me because what I would do is when we got to a stop, I would take him out, and we would go inside, change the diaper, And then we would come back to the car, and I would sit in the back seat with the boppy and nurse him. And then after that, we would do some baby yoga. Hey, you guys heard about that last week. Baby yoga, and kind of get his little limbs and stuff moving and loosened up, because they get so cramped in those little tiny seats. I don't envy them, those little tiny confined seats. I'm one of those person that I need my personal space. So that was kind of our little routine on the drive, and I really liked the boppy because he's so used to nursing on that, and being in a car, it's a different environment, so it was hard to get him to focus on nursing, but as soon as I would get that boppy out, it was like, oh, okay, I know what we're doing, we're about to eat, and it just immediately brought him right on target and focused, and so I really like the boppy. Anything you can do to recreate your own environment wherever you are is always a good thing. And this is along the tip lines, not really an item to bring with you. This is more of a tip. We enjoyed stopping at rest stops over your gas stations. So I tried to only stop at gas stations just to fill up real quickly so that I wasn't having to go in. I would pay at the pump. I never had to take my son out of the car into the gross gas station. So we stopped at rest stops. There are apps on your phones you can get. I believe the one we use is like iExit or something like that. And you can type in specifically where you're wanting to stop. And like I just typed in rest stops and it would pull up how far away the next rest stop was on the interstate that you were on. And that was really nice. And why rest stops? Their bathrooms are so much cleaner. Anything that is cleaned and maintained by the state is going to be cleaner than the gas station, I promise you. So, I highly recommend those. Plus, their bathrooms are just nicer. You're pretty much guaranteed to have a changing table. So, you don't have to change them in the car or on the picnic table outside. You can change them in the bathroom where they belong. And you've also got, like, the little vending machines and stuff. And they do typically have, like, a little picnic area. So, if you just need to get out of your car for a little bit to eat your lunch or something, just get a break, that's really nice. And there's also less foot traffic, it seems. There's less people. You can kind of, if you are a nursing mother and you have to stop and nurse, you can kind of park away from people and do that. I know a lot of people are probably thinking, this girl's crazy. Why was she nursing on the road? She should have just packed bottles. But the way I looked at it is, if I did that, then I was going to have to pump or try to go an entire day. And if you're a breastfeeding mom, you know that going an entire day and not pumping or doing anything, you're going to be dried up the next day. So it happens that fast. So I wasn't taking any risks, so we nursed each feeding. Stop at rest stops. I think they're great. My last little travel tip slash item to bring with you, again, kind of obvious, but toys. Bring lots of toys. And if they're little, I would load up my son. We would like stop and do our little routine, and I would put him back in his car seat. I would just cover his lap with toys and stuff, and of course, some of them are going to fall on the floor, but it keeps him entertained for quite some time because as he's laying there and looking around, he just finds different things. And I also hang things like all over the car. I always like leave his, because he's still in the infant seat, so I leave the handle up so I can dangle things right in his face. And then there's always like the handle on the side of the car that you can put like, you know, dry cleaning stuff or whatever. And I normally hang things from there, too, because then it dangles by the window, and there's something for him to look at, and I hang stuff off of, like, the headrest. I put so many things in that back seat for him to look at and keep him entertained, and I really feel like it worked, because honestly, in our 12-hour trip, there was only, like, one time that he was all out screaming and just not happy. Other than that, he did really phenomenal, so I really think it works. Load them up with toys. And I gotta kind of sidebar here and tell you my toy crush thing gadget that I'm just in love with this, I'm going to say this week because it's on this week's episode, but really this has been like the whole past month and for probably the next many months. They are called Indestructibles. They are books, and they are put out by Workman Publishing. They work with, I believe, three or four different authors. And actually, I'm sorry, take that back. Not authors, they're illustrators. And because there's very different pictures, each illustrator has a very different style. These books don't have any words, which is really, it sounds kind of daunting, but it's really nice. They're only like 8-page books, but the books are designed for you to interact with your child, which is actually really cool. And it breaks it down on their website. I'm just going to read this for you guys. Kind of, they say these books grow with your kids, and this is how they grow. So at 0 months, baby enjoys hearing your voice and seeing you turn colorful pages. At 4 months, baby may reach out and touch the book with his or her own hands. At 6 months, baby can chew and explore the books with his or her mouth. Which is really funny because that's exactly what my son's doing right now. He's like wanting to chew on everything. At 9 months, baby can start learning to turn the pages by him or herself. At 12 months, baby can start to identify the animals in the pictures, and soon they say their names. At 18 months, baby can talk about the animals and what they are doing. At 2 years, baby and mommy can tell stories about what might be happening in the book. So as you can see, these books are going to grow with your kids. And what's really cool about there not being words in there is as they grow, they're going to understand that you're just kind of making up the story. And that's going to teach them that it's okay to use your imagination. And then they're going to want to make up their own version of the story and tell it to you. And that'll be such a fun day when that happens. But, so, no words, so it's kind of, it just leaves room for you to really just engage with them and engage with the books and the pictures, and they're really colorful pictures and illustrations, so it's really cool, so don't be freaked out that there aren't words. There are, some of them are like nursery rhymes, so there's the words to the nursery rhyme are on the very back of the book, so if you need kind of a reminder, like Farajaka is one of the nursery rhyme books, and to tell you the truth, I don't even know all the words to Farajaka. But so their paper, it feels very much like, I'm trying to think of how to describe it. I don't know. It's just, it's like those little homemade books you made as a kid when you took 8 pieces of paper and stapled it together and said, here's my book. That's exactly what it feels like. It's actual paper. There's no hard cover or anything like that. Feels like paper, I should say. It's not actual paper. What it is it is made of synthetically made from flash spun high density polyethylene fibers. It feels like paper, but liquid cannot pass through it, and it is very difficult to tear. I'm sorry, guys, I just read that straight from the Indestructibles frequently asked question page. But they're super cool. They're chew-proof, rip-proof, non-toxic, and 100% washable. Yeah, you heard that. Chew-proof. Your child can chew all over this. They're rip-proof. You cannot tear this. It's, I'm not going to say impossible, because obviously, it says it's just very difficult to tear. I cannot tear it. I have, like, seriously tried. Because they're only $6, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to, $6 book, I'll go buy another one if I destroy it. And I have, like, sat and, like, tried to rip this thing, and you can't do it. It's completely rip-proof. Non-toxic, it has no BPA, no PVC, and no lead. So your little guys can chew all over this. They're not going to have anything ingested that they don't need to. And they're 100% washable. This is so cool, guys. You can stick these in your washing machine. You can just toss it in there. It's so cool. And actually, they recommend on their website that you just toss it in the bathtub with your child to wash it. I'm like, these things are so crazy, and they're just amazing. And my son absolutely loves them. And it's crazy because, you know, when you take like a piece of paper and it's nice and crisp, and when you crumple it up and you just keep crumpling it and you stretch it out and then crumple it back and you stretch it out and crumple it back, eventually it starts to feel like fabric almost. That is what these books are. They start out all nice and crisp, and it's so fun. We have two books now, and our first one is feels like fabric now, but our other one I just got this week, and it was all nice and crisp, and I stuck it in my son's little toy bucket, and when the next time he played in the bucket, he went straight for the book and pulled it out, and now it's got all these crinkles and things on it, and it's starting to get all soft feeling like fabric. It's so cool. They're awesome. I think they're amazing. So Indestructibles by Workman Publishing, you've got to check them out. The only thing is you can order them online. They're really hard to find in a store. I have to say, I've only seen them in like little boutiques and stuff. I did see one in Target last week, and that was the first time I've ever seen one anywhere, and this was like a really nice, like, super Target. So I bought it really quickly and was really excited about it. But most of them you have to buy online or find some little boutique toy store. But they're really, really fun. So highly recommend those. Indestructibles, you will not be sorry. Go check them out, guys. And that concludes our travel tip list. I'm really excited to share with you this article from Ayesha Curry. And again, if you don't know who that is, Golden State Warriors, we're talking NBA here. One of their players is Stephen Curry, and he was voted MVP this year. And then the Golden State Warriors went on to win the finals this past week. So congratulations to Steph. That's really exciting. But they have kind of been in the parenting news lately, because Steph took his 2-year-old daughter, Riley, to a press conference after one of the games. And I personally thought it was absolutely adorable and so sweet. I love seeing dads embrace being dads, and I thought it was awesome personally. But some of the media has not been so accepting of him doing his fatherly duties while also doing his MBA duties. And they thought that she was distracting, she stole the show. And so I really, really loved his wife wrote this article for Time Magazine, and you can look at it online. It's really great. It is called How to Parent When Your Kid Goes Viral by Ayesha Curry. I just think she really, some of the stuff she says is just so on point and really inspiring, and I just thought it was really great, and I really want to share it with you guys. So just to kind of start here, she says, "My husband and I are, after all, two young parents in our 20s with a 2-year-old daughter, Riley, and another child on the way. We're just trying to figure it all out, and above all, make sure we raise our family in a happy, healthy home that is full of faith and love." Okay, I want to stop right there and just say, you know, man, she just got it right there. I love that she came out and said, hey, look, we're two young parents. We're just trying to figure it out, you know? Kind of basically she's saying, like, cut us some slack. We're new at this. How often do parents, we judge other parents, and we don't even stop and realize, you know, hey, they're new at this. And, you know, I don't know about you guys being parents, but my son didn't come with an owner's manual. He didn't come with a, okay, today you need to do this, and today you need to do that. You know, and every single day is a new day, and there's a new challenge to overcome. Some days there's like 10 new challenges to overcome, and all of it, it's new. It's completely new territory. You know nothing. You know, you can read books and you can try to figure it all out, but you're never going to know everything. You're never going to be prepared for the wonderful job that it is to be a parent. And so you just have to figure it all out. And so I just think it's great that she kind of came out and was like, hey, you know, we're figuring it out. Cut us some slack, you know? And she really, I think, just put it in perspective. And I love that it's at the beginning of her article, because I think she really puts it in perspective, and then she kind of just dives into the rest of it, and I think that's amazing. So we're going to continue here, but I really want to encourage everybody to kind of this week make that your goal to kind of not judge and give everybody some space. We're all just trying to figure it out. So I thought this was really cool. She goes on to say, I feel the biggest thing you can do as a parent is to engage. You can never be too busy for your child. There should always be time for a bedtime story, impromptu playtime, or a quick game of hide and seek. These moments with your child should never get pushed to the bottom of the list. In these moments, we set the foundation for the kind of relationship we want to have with our children as they grow. And I just think that last sentence right there, in these moments, we set the foundation for the kind of relationships we want to have with our children as they grow. Guys, just from a preschool teacher's point of view, that is incredibly true. How you interact and engage with your kids is going to just, it's the absolute foundation of everything going forward. So just, I think it's absolutely awesome. Aisha, you're already ahead of so many people just because you realize that fact right there. So that's amazing. There's any kind of engaging you do with kids, whether it's with an activity, them engaging with other kids, you engaging with them, any kind of interaction, that is where growth comes from. That's where stimulation comes from. That's where development comes from. That's where they learn those very important social skills and all their love, and you're developing their personality too. So all of the nurturing comes from being engaged and interacting. And if you're constantly pushing your child to the side, what does that say? What are you doing to their personality? Because let me tell you, that has lasting effects. Ugh, so much good stuff here. So kind of in reference to the press conference, this is what Aisha says. On the day of that press conference, our daughter wanted to be with her father. I thought it was beautiful for him not to push his daddy duties to the bottom of the list just because all eyes were on him. I believe you should let your children be children and don't be afraid to be a parent regardless of who's watching. Wow. She just hit the nail on the head right there. That is exactly right. That's just, I don't even have anything to add to that. That's exactly right. Our kids should not be on the bottom of our list. And just because your job may be demanding or whatever you do with your time, you need to make sure your kids are always felt like they are high on your list of priorities. You don't want to send the message that they're not important. And I think that's at any age, not just small children. I think that goes on up into your teens. And you know, as long as you are a parent, I think that is true. You need to make your children feel like a priority. And I love that end phrase there. And that is actually going to be my inspirational quote this week that I want to leave you guys with. So I'm just going to read it again to reiterate. Don't be afraid to be a parent regardless of who's watching. I think that's awesome. I think that's just awesome stuff right there. And I think we all need to be reminded of that. And I'm going to get really real with you guys here. It is hard. It is so hard when you're a new parent. You lose so much of your identity and you gain so much more. It's totally worth it, but it's hard. It's really hard, and you get into your own head and you question things because you're so worried about what other people are thinking or seeing. I mean, there's times I have a really difficult time getting dressed to go do playdates or stuff because I'm so worried. Is what I'm wearing appropriate? What are these people going to think? How old are they going to think I'm going to be? I know you guys probably can tell I sound really young. I look really young too. I get 18 a lot and I'm 26, and so just imagine the looks I get carrying around this very big 6-month-old. My 6-month-old looks like he's about a 1-year-old. He's already in 12-month clothes and he's 20 pounds. He's huge. He's like in the 85 percentile. He's just enormous, and I'm super short and petite, and so it's just me carrying him around. I get all these weird looks all the time, and it's really, you know, it makes you uncomfortable. But I had a friend tell me a few weeks ago, she's like, you know what? She's like, you need to be you, and because you're the best parent for your child. And if you aren't being you, then you're not being the best parent you can be for your child. So forget what everyone else is thinking or saying. Just take those little voices in your head and tell them to shove it and be you. So everybody, don't be afraid to be a parent regardless of who's watching, and be yourself. You're the best parent for your child. Thank you guys so much for joining me this week. And again, like I said, it'll be 2 weeks until I get to you again, but I promise it's going to be an amazing episode because we are talking labor and delivery, my labor and delivery. And it was really long, so we've got a lot of stuff to cover. I'm really excited about it. So everybody stay tuned, but don't forget your homework. Got to get on there, get subscribed, leave me some feedback, hit us up on Twitter, check out the website, even shoot me an email if you want. And if there's ever any topics or anything you guys would love me to research or cover, just give me a shout out and I will totally do it for you guys. All right, you guys are amazing. Have a wonderful week.